For our second reading, we are going to be going to chapter 59 of the Krishna book. Chapter 59 is entitled The Deliverance of the Demon Baumasura. And at the end of that chapter, there is a nice purport by Srila Prabhupada, which I have entitled Krishna, No One Else Is God. So let's see what Srila Prabhupada has to say. After defeating Indra, Krishna arranged to marry 16,100 queens brought from the custody of Baumasura. So just to give you some background here, after Krishna killed the demon Baumasura, he went to the heavenly planets and returned some things that belonged to the demigods, in particular also Indra. But when Krishna went with these items, he was accompanied by his wife Satyabhama. Satyabhama, at this point, had an inferiority complex because Rukmini, Krishna's number one queen, had been given the Parijata flower. And ever since Rukmini had that Parijata flower, Satyabhama had an inferiority complex. So Krishna, in order to keep the peace at home, offered to give a flower. But actually what he did was, he plucked the entire tree and was going to take it from the heavenly planets and bring it to his abode, Dwaraka, on earth. Indra became disturbed that Krishna was taking the Parijata tree. And so there was a fight between Krishna and Indra. And of course, Krishna being Achyuta, Krishna being Ajita, defeated Indra and was able to take the Parijata tree along with Satyabhama being carried by Garuda. And so the matter was settled. So that's where we are. I'll start again. After defeating Indra, Krishna arranged to marry 16,100 girls brought from the custody of Baumasura. By expanding himself into 16,100 forms, he simultaneously married them all in different palaces in one auspicious moment. He thus established the truth that Krishna and no one else is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is exactly what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, more than once, but specifically and very famously in chapter 7 when Krishna says, Mattak Paracharam Nanyat. There is no truth superior to Krishna. And you've heard me say many times, as given to us by Prabhupada, that no one is equal to Krishna and no one is greater than them. Therefore, the word asamardva is used. Let's continue. He thus established the truth that Krishna and no one else is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is nothing impossible for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is all-powerful, omnipresent, and imperishable. And as such, there is nothing wonderful in this pastime. All the palaces of the more than 16,000 queens of Krishna were full with suitable gardens, furniture, and other paraphernalia, of which there is no parallel in this world. There is no exaggeration in this story of Srimad Bhagavatam. The queens of Krishna were all expansions of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji. Krishna lived with them in different palaces, and he treated them exactly the same way an ordinary man treats his wife. We should always remember that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, was playing exactly like a human being. Although he showed his extraordinary opulences by simultaneously marrying more than 16,000 girls in more than 16,000 palaces, he behaved with them just like an ordinary man, and he strictly followed the relationship between husband and wife required in ordinary homes. Therefore, it is very difficult to understand the characteristics of the Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead. Even demigods like Brahma are unable to probe into the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. The wives of Krishna were so fortunate that they got the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their husband, although their husband's personality was unknown even to the demigods like Brahma. In their dealings as husband and wife, Krishna and his queens would smile, talk, joke, embrace, and so on, and their conjugal relationship ever increasingly developed. In this way, Krishna and the queens enjoyed transcendental happiness in their household life. Although each and every queen had thousands of maidservants engaged for her service, the queens were all personally attentive in serving Krishna. Each one of them used to receive Krishna personally when he entered the palace. They engaged in seating him on a nice couch, worshipping him with all kinds of paraphernalia, washing his lotus feet with Ganges water, offering him betel nuts, and massaging his legs. In this way, they gave him relief from the fatigue he felt after being away from home. They saw to fanning him nicely, offering him fragrant essential floral oil, decorating him with flower garlands, dressing his hair, asking him to lie down to take rest, bathing him personally, and feeding him palatable dishes. Each queen did all these things herself and did not wait for the maidservants. In other words, Krishna and his different queens displayed on this earth an ideal household life. So that ends our second reading of today. So I'll do another, after each reading, I will do one bhajan. So let me go and get another bhajan ready, and then we'll do the next reading. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna. Siyama Gori, Nitya Kishori, Prita Majori, Sri Radhe. Rasika Rasilo, Chaila Chabilo, Gunagara Bilo, Sri Krishna. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna. Rasa Viharani, Rasa Vistarani, Viya Udharani, Sri Radhe. Nava Navarangi, Navalatribangi, Syama Suangi, Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Pran Piyari, Rup Ujjari, Ati Sukanvari, Sri Radhe. Maina Manohar, Mahamodakar, Sundara Bhattar, Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Sobha Saini, Mobha Mayini, Kokila Baini, Sri Radhe. Kirati Vanda, Kamani Kanda, Sri Bhagavanda, Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Chanda Badani, Kunda Radhani, Sobha Sadani, Sri Radhe. Parama Udara, Prabha Upara, Ati Sukanvar, Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Hamsa Gavani, Rajati Ravani, Krida Kavani, Sri Radhe. Rupa Rasala, Naina Vishala, Parama Kripala, Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Kanchana Beli, Rati Rasa Reli, Ati Alabili, Sri Radhe. Sabha Sukha Sagara, Sabha Guna Agara, Rupa Ujagara, Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Ravani Ramya, Tara Tara Tamya, Guna Agamya, Sri Radhe. Dhamani Basit, Prabha Prakasit, Sahaja Suhasit, Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Shakladini, Ati Priya Badani, Ura Un Madani, Sri Radhe. Anga Anga Tauna, Sarasa Salauna, Subhaga Sutana Shri Krishna Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Sri Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Krishna Krishna Jaya Krishna Jaya Sri Krishna Radha Namani Guna Abhiramani Hari Priya Swamini Sri Radhe Hare 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 Sri Krishna Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Sri Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Krishna Krishna Jaya Krishna Jaya Sri Krishna Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Sri Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Krishna Jaya Krishna Jaya Krishna. So now we will begin our third reading.